Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Still a great nation, still a great weekend coming up. Yeah, with the 4th of July coming. I mean, it just seems to be upstaged by everything else. And what is the everything else? The everything else is a brand new poll from Associated Press that says that an unbelievable 85% of Americans think we are headed in the wrong direction. They found 14% who think we're headed the right way. And the right way to perdition, is that what we're talking about? To put all of this in perspective, in fact, the fact that election workers, the kind of people who man the polls and count the votes and do that kind of grunt work, they're sick of being attacked and demonized and sick of sickness with the pandemic and the restrictions, and they are leaving. So what happens? That's the subject of a new piece by A.B. Stoddard. A.B. Stoddard is an associate editor and a columnist at Real Clear Politics. She's covered the U.S. Congress since 1994. For States News Service, the Hill newspaper, and as a Senate producer for ABC News. AB, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Your piece about the perils of election work today, it led me to one overwhelming question is, what are we going to do after all the current controversies about the election of 2020 settle down, to rebuild a general sense that you can trust the elections and you can trust the electorate? We don't seem to have that right now. There are people on the left and certainly on the right very vociferously who question our whole election system.
It really is, as we struggle with these questions about the strength or fragility of our democracy, one of the central elements is whether or not we will believe elections going forward. And the lie about the 2020 election that Donald Trump has perpetrated, and so effectively to the point where millions and millions of Americans believe it without evidence, with the DHS and the DOJ and, you know, 60 courts, and we could all go through it over and over again saying that this was free and fair and the fraud was not widespread enough to alter the outcome. It brings us to a point where we don't know if those Republicans will ever believe any outcome again. And then you ask, what will it do to the, you know, when the Democrats lose, will they say, well, you guys told us these things were rigged and now you've made up all these new laws and critical swing states and made all these new changes. And so are they going to believe them either? It really is without election trust. I mean, that's what separates us, right? We have this incredible system of checks and balances, and we're under self-governance here, and we wonder how long can this last if the loser does not concede and wish the winner well and transfer power peacefully and the electorate doesn't believe the elections. How can this foundation that our democracy has been built on, how do we proceed? How does it sustain itself?
Look, those are real questions. I was hoping for an answer. If you were President Biden right now, and I mean, he has his own political survival is clearly in jeopardy. The survival of his party's control of the House and Senate is in very imminent jeopardy. Isn't there something that the leadership of this country could do to try to reestablish confidence? And part of the part of the problem here is that you have examples in this country like the Kennedy assassination, which it's, again, such a long time ago. You know, about 60 years ago. And yet people still believe that there's some kind of conspiracy, there's some kind of malevolent power hiding the assassination of a president. Are they going to be... Do you think that the 2020 election has a possibility of living on and living on and living on as an endless controversy like that? Or are we done with that, say, by 2024?
I don't know the answer to that. And for your first question, which was, you know, the important one, and I wish I had an answer, in terms of what Joe Biden could do, I think there were a lot of things they could have done much better. I think pushing a partisan voting rights bill was a mistake. After a while, they realized that, and Joe Manchin and Amy Klobuchar instead brought a bipartisan a bill that they hoped could find some support. In the end, it couldn't, but it was a pared-down bill called the Freedom to Vote Act. And it addressed really what was the problem, which is that in these swing states, Republican legislatures are trying to change the ways that these elections are certified, trying to get at the ways that the votes are counted, and making these counts corruptible. That this is the problem, is that it's not, Democrats were crying vote suppression all of 2021. They're not going to have enough drop boxes. They're not going to have enough early voting days. And a Jim Crow true and all Jim Crow too. And all of that was not, none of that was true. Yeah, they were going to limit the access, but it was really not the vote, how the vote was cast. It was how the vote was counted. And we learned, I think, early this year that Joe Biden had never reached out to Mitt Romney, who's one of the people who's, I believe, been at the table the whole time for the topic of reforming the Electoral Count Act, which is a way to, you know, clarify this nebulous statute from, you know, 1887 or whatever it is, and make sure that a January 6th doesn't happen again when the Congress meets to certify the electoral vote count. Why did Joe Biden not, right after January 6th, why did he not reach out to Republicans like Mitt Romney and say, let's come together, all these states are using this lie from President Trump, in the wake of 2020 to change all their election laws, let's make sure that they are fair, that secretaries of state are at the table, that it's not just a bunch of, you know, partisan state legislators who are making these decisions or allowing these crazy investigations that produce a narrative of fraud, and then will lead ultimately, I believe, in 2024 to stopping certification at the state level, which means we'll never have a problem in January 6th again in Congress. We just won't have certification in the states. This was an opportunity that the Democrats either it just didn't interest them or they let it go, putting other things as a priority. But there was an opportunity there to work across the aisle with a whole bunch of concerned Republicans who knew that Trump was lying and knew that getting our electoral system, you know, right is the crux of restoring the strength of our democracy, which is really being battered around. So that's my long answer. I think the president could have done a lot differently, and I think that they really have to own the fact that they failed on voting rights, because I think they made it really partisan.
And I think you're exactly correct on that. A quick question with limited time. Do you think that the passion surrounding the abortion debate that's been unleashed by the Dobbs decision, that is making the Republican sweeping victory that everyone had anticipated less of a sure thing?
Everyone should go to 538 and see that the new estimates by the experts there have the Senate staying Democrat and the House staying Republican, I think, as a result of this.
Oh, great. Divided government. Maybe protects us a little bit. A.B. Stoddard, appreciate your call and your participation. Your new columns are posted on our website at the Michael Medved Show, michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, and vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Your daily dose of debate.
Calm down for a minute. Do you understand how irrational you're sounding?
Because I'm not sounding irrational.
You're not. Uh-huh.
No.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And Americans on every side are sounding irrational right now. It's driving me a little bit crazy because apparently Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, who is heavily favored for re-election. He won the Republican nomination. He beat George P. Bush, the son of Jeb Bush, who was the not the railroad. He was a land commissioner before in the state of Texas. He held statewide office. In any event, Ken Paxton apparently said that with the direction of the Supreme Court, Texas was willing to test the Lawrence decision. So Lawrence v. Texas. And what the Lawrence decision was it took outmoded laws that most people had been embarrassed about for years that had not been enforced, laws that could get you arrested in, I think it was 16 states. It was not every state anymore, but sodomy laws, laws that could get you arrested and punished and even conceivably jailed for doing something that unfortunately occurs all the time in jail, but doing a particular sexual act. And it could be, I mean, the idea that he would even bring that up. See, this is a confirmation of the most, it's the most hysterical voices on the right responding to the most hysterical voices on the left, and each one fulfilling the other's worst nightmares. And it's a terrible thing. It's making our politics a horror movie. Does anyone think it's a good idea right now, a winning cause for Republicans to talk about making bedroom activities illegal? And this is, we're not talking about bedroom activities with little kids. We're talking about even married adults. Really? Yes, that's what the law established. And again, do I have problems? Was I critical of the Lawrence decision when it was handed down? I was. Because it wasn't based on the Constitution, but does anyone really want to revisit that or to revisit Obergefell, the gay marriage case now? President Biden used the term today, destabilizing, to refer to the Supreme Court. Now, I don't think the Supreme Court has done anything that is destabilizing right now. But I do think that there is a possible overreaction on every side. Take, for example, Elizabeth Warren. Given the fact that I think Americans are extremely eager for some reasonable middle ground, the reasonable middle ground, it would seem to me, would be limiting abortion. Focusing on what has always been a winning issue for conservatives, which is eliminating late-term abortions altogether, and trying to reduce the overall number of abortions. And this is something I was reading, a big piece from Brookings Institution, which there was another one from Pew about what has happened in abortion in America. Abortion has not gone up recently. It's gone down. It's gone way down. The number of women per 1,000 in population, in childbearing population, who get an abortion in a given year went down to 14 from 29, it was cut in half. The rate of abortion was cut in half. Between when? Between 1991 and 2019. And the abortion drop has been steady. It's been substantial. Why is that? Something that people might be able to agree on, which is that abortion is not a good thing. And this is what people on the other side, when people are marching around with T-shirts that say, I love my abortion, or indicating so much pride and so much love for the whole process, the whole idea of abortion, this is a vast gap between two sides. And here's Elizabeth Warren about her very non-helpful suggestion, clip 14.
I also think at this moment the federal government needs to be exploring what they can do to make federal lands available to help ensure access to abortion.
Okay, what she's talking about is the federal government coming into conflict with state law, as if a state law for a, well, a national park, that Olympic National Park, which is entirely in the state of Washington. I mean, is that what we're talking about? Setting up a separate... And by the way, Indian reservations haven't spoken up here. But given the fact that people are going through the setting up of sanctuary states and sanctuary cities and offering to pay money to get out-of-state people into your state to have abortions processed there. In other words, what happened to the formulation that was very effective? It worked very well for Bill Clinton in two elections. It worked for Hillary Clinton in her first drive for the presidential nomination, if you remember. She used it. That was the one she lost to Barack Obama. But the drive was that we seek to make abortion safe, legal, and rare. And I've even heard President Clinton say, and make it exceedingly rare. So this doesn't mean it's a good and beautiful thing. Why make it rare if it's such a great thing and such a gift to all humanity? AOC also has her reaction. And the entire notion that the Supreme Court now, which really has been such an essential part of our democratic system and has actually served our system much more substantially than it has plagued it or damaged it. But number 7 came in. And that is a question, is it? Yeah, where am I getting my abortion statistics? I'm getting my abortion statistics from the, as I mentioned, Brookings Institution and the Pew Research Center, which has compiled some substantial papers, and from the Alan Guttmacher Institute, which is basically a association monitoring statistics about abortion in collaboration with Planned Parenthood. Stay on the line, because I think this is worth talking about. It's something where agreement, or at least consensus of some kind, should be possible. 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks closed out their worst first half of the year since 1970. Over the past 3 months, the NASDAQ has dropped more than 20%, its worst stretch since 2008. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 253 points to close at 3775. The S&P fell by 33 points and the NASDAQ dropped 149 points. The Supreme Court ruled that the Biden administration will be allowed to end the Trump era Remain in Mexico policy. Appearing on Fox News, Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy says the Biden administration is not securing the border.
The law of the United States is that we ought to secure the border. We have to have operational control of the border. And you must detain those individuals who are being adjudicated for, say, an asylum claim. That is not happening.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about AOC and her calls for changing basically the constitutional structure that we've lived with for a long time, a lot longer than just the 49 years since Roe v. Wade, her call for expanding the Supreme Court. Does expanding mean improving somehow? This is clip 21.
I believe that the president must really put on the table entertaining of expansion of the Supreme Court. The last time the Supreme Court was expanded was during the 1800s. The reason we have 9 Supreme Court justices was because at the time there were 9 circuit courts. We have added since then, in the over 100 years since then, we have added 4 more circuit courts. So we now have 13 circuit courts, but still just 9 Supreme Court justices. I believe the President of the United States should be working to expand the court. I believe that he should come out in favor of expanding the court.
To what? To 20? To 13? To... Again, the idea that this would make the court less political, which it seems to me is a very important goal, and increasingly important goal, is not going to be helped, that cause, by expanding the court, particularly right now. And in other words, and how many appointments would you give to Joe Biden? And how in the name of heaven would he get them all confirmed if the Republicans take over the Senate? Because given the fact that they got such limited to one person, Joe Manchin, voting in behalf of any of the last three nominees, of Neil Gorsuch and of Brett Kavanaugh and of Amy Coney Barrett. It was basically an all-Republican vote. If all of a sudden the Republicans are back in control of the Senate, what would happen to Biden's confrontation? Let's go quickly to, is Bergen still there in Fife? No, he was gone. Okay, there is this on Christiane Amanpour talking about the Supreme Court. This is clip 10.
American democracy and the state of Americans' women's rights are being really looked at, not just by the rest of the West as these meetings are happening, but by the rest of the world. You think the Taliban are going to actually say, oh, yeah, we're going to adhere to what you tell us for recognition based on what, you know, on what we do about women? This is really serious, this moment, for American women and for America's ability to hold its head up as a democracy that respects the rights of every constituent.
Okay, she's comparing the Supreme Court now to the Taliban because the decision about regulating a medical procedure, and which is regulated everywhere, by the way. It's interesting. There is a Swedish prime minister whose name is Magdalena Andersson denounced the Dobbs ruling. I know she was asked, but come on. I mean, basically, this is our new fellow NATO member. And really, for her to be talking about a domestic political issue in the United States, this is PBS, CNN's Christiane Amanpour asking the question to Swedish Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson, clip 12.
Sweden has for a long time had a certain feminist foreign policy. You know what's happened in the United States, the reversal of women's rights in the United States for the first time ever in the Roe versus Wade Supreme Court decision. And you can see the hearings and what they're saying about President Trump's attempt to reverse democracy writ large. What kind of things have you been saying to President Biden as you all talk about trying to maintain democracy in the world against Putin?
Well, I mean, what is happening when it comes to women's rights in the United States is, of course, something that is worrying me and so many other women and men across the world. We in Sweden, we've had a feminist policy, a feminist government for many years now. And, of course, we for women's rights all over the world. I'm so worried that the decision in the United States will make so many women suffer both for their lives and for their health, because this is what we see in countries where abortions aren't legal.
Okay, abortions have not become illegal in America, and the law in Sweden is you can have an abortion up to 18 weeks of pregnancy. And that would not be permitted under Roe. That's the Swedish position that presumably Prime Minister Andersson supports would be outlawed by Roe v. Wade. What Roe v. Wade is allows, it allows people to duplicate, if they want, the Swedish position. Except most states, including the state of Mississippi, in the Dobbs case, they had less, a slightly less limit. In other words, instead of 18 weeks in which you had to seek your abortion legally, it was 15 weeks. But it's the same idea. The level of intensity here and misunderstanding at a time before some of the states in the country have pushed in a truly radical legislation, like people are talking about, efforts to put in legislation to stop people from crossing state lines. And the idea that this is taking away a right, what it is taking away is an intrusion and a damaging blow to the Constitution, which was actually something that was delivered by Roe v. Wade. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to Professor Paul Kengor, who says that really people who pro-choicers, who believe strongly in a right to abortion, should be enraged at the author of Roe v. Wade, who was a Republican. His name was Harry Blackmun. He wrote the decision. It's a provocative point of view, which we will be dealing with tomorrow. Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in as the first black female Supreme Court justice, and we will just listen to that moment of history for as soon as we come back, and also talk about the video, which is being looked at like the Zapruder video, which is the video of Trump's limo pulling out on January 6th after he had delivered his speech at the Ellipse, urging people to march up to the Capitol building. Everybody agrees that in the limo he was angry that the Secret Service wouldn't let him go and take part in the march, wouldn't take him up to the Capitol building. What about the charge that he laid hands on a Secret Service man? Does the video support or undermine that charge? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Medved Show, the way the timing of these things works is sometimes providential. And it seems to me that Ketanji Brown Jackson should be a very reassuring addition to the Supreme Court for all of the people on the American left who are literally freaking out right now. I mean, we got an email that we received saying that you should have sympathy and understanding for some of the pro-choice women who are genuinely panicked by the situation in this country. And it is not just her nomination. It's not just the fact that she's the first black female Supreme Court justice ever. It's her personality that came across in her very successful confirmation hearings. And Justice Jackson, yes, now it's official, was sworn in today with Chief Justice John Roberts doing the honors. Listen.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear.
I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
It does seem to me that her presence on the Supreme Court should help to allay some of the desperate fears on the left and perhaps even on the right and center. Liz Cheney got a tremendous reception last night at the Reagan Library. She was speaking at their Time for Choosing speaker series, which has also included a number of the Republicans prominently mentioned as potential presidential candidates. She's not one. She's struggling and has a very tough primary coming up where the polling shows her running well behind in Wyoming. Wyoming was the state along with West Virginia, that gave 70% of their votes to Trump. There were no disputes about the validity of that state election. But she spoke about a choice in time for choosing that she believes Republicans have today. Liz Cheney.
It has become clear that the efforts Donald Trump oversaw and engaged in were even more chilling and more threatening than we could have imagined. As we have shown, Donald Trump attempted to overturn the presidential election. He attempted to stay in office and to prevent the peaceful transfer of presidential power. He summoned a mob to Washington. He knew they were armed on January 6th. He knew they were angry. And he directed the violent mob to march on the Capitol in order to delay or prevent completely the counting of electoral votes. The reality that we face today as Republicans, as we think about the choice in front of us, we have to choose, because Republicans cannot both be loyal to Donald Trump and loyal to the Constitution. At this moment...
Her speech was well prepared, as she has been well prepared at these hearings. The one thing that is going to be very telling in the days ahead is there has become a very determined attempt to try to discredit Cassidy Hutchinson and her entire testimony. I think it's a misguided attempt. I don't think it will succeed. I don't think it should succeed. But to provide backup for the elements of Hutchinson's testimony that has come under most heavy fire and most heavy question, it's not about her character, which is what President Trump commented on, calling her a wacko and a leaker and somebody who he says wanted to go with him, travel with him to Mar-a-Lago and be part of his new staff. Is that true? We should find out in the next few days. Mick Mulvaney, who's a former congressman who I greatly admire, he was one of the people who tried to serve President Trump as his chief of staff. And he was acting chief of staff for President Trump after Reince Priebus. And Mick Mulvaney, a very conservative Republican, said this about Trump inciting the riot. This is clip 13.
There's really interesting revelations. Again, if you take what Cassidy Hutchinson said at face value, then Donald Trump knew that the protesters had weapons and encouraged them to go to the Capitol anyway. That was stunning to me. I've been defending the president over the course of the last year, even though I quit my job over the way he conducted himself during the riot. I never really thought until yesterday that he was even capable of inciting the riot. But if he knew those weapons were there and said, they're not here for me, let's go down to the Capitol, that is problematic for the president. If there's a direct line from the Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, right-wing extremist groups into the White House, that's a problem for the president. And Cassidy Hutchinson mentions yesterday for the first time that Mark Meadows was in communication with those folks. And finally, if there is really witness tampering, which is, I don't think, something that's not getting nearly as much attention, it came very late in the hearing yesterday, but if there's really witness tampering by Trump or by someone in his inner circle, that's a serious problem.
All serious problems. It's why... maybe it's a good thing we've had a little bit of a break before they come back in July with resumed hearings. But there's going to have to be much more to settle some of the open questions. An open question is the sequel to the very successful movie version of a very popular TV series. Is that sequel worth a look? We're talking about a Downton Abbey, A New Era. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute. In 1928, the familiar characters of Downton Abbey welcome a visiting group of Hollywood professionals who want to use their elegant premises as the location for a new silent films production. That's the basic setting for the rich and rewarding Downton Abbey, A New Era. Now available for rent on multiple streaming services.
The modern world comes to Downton.
You steer ahead. You're the captain now.
Maybe, but the real star of the movie again is Maggie Smith as Lady Violet, who, in a puzzling subplot, receives an unexpected inheritance based on a long-ago secret romance. The cast is polished and accomplished as always, with the terrific new addition of Laura Haddock as an insecure but much-admired Hollywood silent star. Violence. The script bears unmistakable elements of soap opera, but the soap opera enchantment is still undeniable. Rated an appropriate PG, Downton Abbey, A New Era earns 3 stars and is still worth a visit. It is a richly enjoyable film and something of a relief set in 1928 from some of the problems and controversies and hysterics of the moment. David French is going to be joining us tomorrow. He has written about how the right should have been ready for the reversal of Roe v. Wade, because we'd been working on it and for it for so many years. So what does it mean that the right isn't ready? What do we need to get ready? Replacing rage and fear with life and love, he says. We'll get to that. Also, Professor Paul Kengor says that the anger at the Supreme Court is misplaced by pro-choicers. If they hate what is happening right now in the country, they ought to blame another justice of the Supreme Court, whose name was Harry Blackmun. Why? We will get to that tomorrow on the MedVed Show. And we'll also be speaking to a former FBI special agent and a Cook County prosecutor about the things and strategies that actually could work in reducing gun violence and the murder rate and violence rate all across the country, and a report that men are rushing to get vasectomies after the Supreme Court decision in the Dobbs case. Why? We will talk about that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.